A majestic eagle perches above the doorway of the Hamilton Post Office, greeting visitors and reminding them of the building's federal origins. Built in 1940, the Hamilton Post Office was designed by Lewis A. Simon, the supervising architect of the Public Buildings Administration. Earlier relief programs created work for unemployed local architects by commissioning them to design new buildings. But by the late 1930s, the United States government wanted to ensure continuity across the design of all federal buildings, and so it stopped contracting with local architects and began designing buildings in-house. Lewis Simon designed this post office in the Colonial Revival style. He used large, double-hung windows and symmetry to emulate the facades of the colonial buildings that influenced this style. You can see these same features on federal buildings across the nation. The mural decorating the inside of the building follows the New Deal's tradition of working with independent artists. During the Depression, the Treasury Section of Fine Arts, commonly known as the Section, commissioned artists to paint murals in public buildings across the nation. Some people questioned including the arts in New Deal legislation, to which Administrator Harry Hopkins replied, "Hell, artists need to eat too." The federal government commissioned artist Ward Lockwood to create several murals across the United States, including Texas Rangers in camp at the Hamilton Post Office. Administrators asked artists to design post office murals to reflect local history and culture. Lockwood's mural depicts four Texas Rangers gathered around a campfire, playing instruments, and singing songs under the stars. Lockwood's work on Texas Rangers in camp is unusual because he used the fresco secco technique, which requires the artist to apply pigments directly to dry plaster with the use of a binding agent. This meant Lockwood had to travel to Hamilton to create the mural. He couldn't paint it in his studio and ship it to the post office when it was complete. If the building is open, head inside to view Lockwood's work, as well as the original architectural details in the lobby.